Okay, welcome back to the Covecast. It's been a very, very long time.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, we're back.
Can't even lie,
for real, obviously. 2021, we're slacking a lot, so they're being consistent, but now we're back with a lot of content for you guys.
Like uni and stuff, I can't even lie to you, man.
Guy, pandemic, yeah, bro. Pandemic was pandemicking.
You get me? Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we're here now. Yeah, all right, so just again,
for United to wrap up the league, man. So
oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Hashtag joking, hashtag underdogs.
Yeah. I know, Nopi. Let's just reintroduce ourselves quickly. Obviously, I'm Asami. I'm a Tottenham fan. Next.
Yeah, so
I'm Sean,
I'm obviously like a City fan, you know, like my City fan. I'm just joking, go for
this guy, yeah, man.
I support United, yeah.
That's an expensive
teams, job. Introduce yourself, bro.
Oh, have I not already? I'm someone, honey. Yeah, I'm Schemes.
Nah, again, I'm
Steam Storm, support Man United. I rap too, you know, man. Check me out. You know,
all right, guy, you rap. Yeah, guy, check out Schemes, bro. In his bio, Schemes official. Yeah, bangers and mash. That's his latest tunes. Yeah, sir. Check that out. And yeah, guy, PF, bro.
Guy,
introduce yourself.
Guy, almost forgot me.
PF, come on.
Guy, actually, almost forgot me. Nah, Ose, oh, Ata, whichever. Arsenal fan still.
I mean, PF.
Title charge.
I don't know who PF is, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, done. Right, cool. That's not my man's call.
Nopi. Alright, so we'll start with the biggest results of the weekend. Obviously, United League.
Tottenham.
Guy, be chilling, bro. United League.
Let's get in order and that.
Yeah, United League. That was the biggest fixture, obviously. Obviously, it's a Northern derby. And United cleaned them.
The biggest fixture,
bro, because it's a Northern
derby. The biggest scoreline, bro. I know the biggest scoreline.
The biggest scoreline. United Leeds is the biggest like match of the weekend. I hope you know.
Northern Classico.
It was the only derby on, no?
Yeah. Bro, you scored 5 goals and you're talking about matchup.
No, I'm talking about
it's a mismatch.
You know, talking about like the history of the match.
The history.
Yeah, guys.
Okay.
So yeah,
they completed.
Yeah, so obviously 5-1, United took them to the cleaners. But yeah, Sean, what'd you make of the game?
I mean, I can't say anything more to be fair. You know, great performance all around. Pogba 4 assists, Bruno hat trick, Greenwood had a terrific game, and obviously you know. Hey, slow down. You're playing Martinelli, bro. I'm not even trying to entertain you.
Bro, don't.
No way, you're getting to
it. Don't even start.
But yeah, the game obviously started off well. Obviously, with us announcing Varane, got to see Sancho as well. So I think I would actually like the clean sheet, if I'm being honest with you. I can't lie. You know, 5-1, obviously, it doesn't hit as much as 5-0. You know? And obviously, the goal they scored was crazy, I can't lie. But like,
Ailing, guy, you know, I've still not seen that goal till now. I didn't watch the game. I've not seen the goal yet.
I don't know. He just got ball from like 25 yards and just skanked the top.
I leathered it. Just like, skanked.
Bro, the air touch.
As in DDG.
Any good DDG. Keeper, I can't lie. The
glue, bro.
Nah, it wasn't really his fault, but then like any good keeper in goal, he wouldn't have taken that shot. For being, that's what he said there, like, you know, bonnet. Maybe just have
you
try.
But yeah, obviously Schemes, we spoke about Greenwood and El Cassidy, the comparison between like two young finishers. What'd you make of Greenwood yesterday? How good was he?
He surprised me, to be honest, because I just really wasn't sure that he was that he was that guy. Because fundamentally, right, as a striker, you're meant to have certain traits, and I just didn't think that he had all of them down. He didn't have all of them in his locker yet, but I wouldn't say yesterday proved me wrong, but it was a huge step in the right direction. The link-up play was there. You know, lead centre-backs are probably amongst the worst in the league, but he handled them physically as well. What's it called? Ball striking, we don't even have to speak about that. The 1v1 finishing, created some chances, dribbling. It was a complete... I think, you know, obviously it's difficult to give him a match when that Pogba and Bruno played, but... You know, Sunes saying that he was the star of the show for him. Obviously, like, it sounds like sour grapes because Pogba...
Sunes tax,
yeah,
guy.
He's moving mad. He's moving mad.
For your brand, bro. Sunes tax. That guy is crazy, honestly. Oh, brother. But yeah, guy, obviously, we're going to go into Arsenal now.
Anelko Greenwood also, who's the better Greenwood, finisher?
Greenwood is sick. I'm being dead ass with you guys. Like, I don't know, or I've actually never come. He's actually probably like the best finisher I've ever seen. Obviously, I didn't watch the likes of R9 and all these young...
Isn't that crazy how that's not even a crazy shout?
In the time I've been watching football, he's probably the best finisher I've ever come across at his age level. I'm being very honest with you.
Million percent. I agree, bro. I agree.
More often than not, if he gets a chance, he will actually score. And
bang it.
I mean, to have that kind of trait at the age of... He's not even 20, actually. Scary. He's actually not 20. He's still 19.
That guy's my junior.
And he has I think he has 18 Premier League goals at the age of 19. He has 30 goals for United, which is actually just he's just sick.
That's quite crazy.
And obviously, sick. There's the scope of improvements. He's only going to get better from now on.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's just crazy. I know he's going to obviously. I think Anelka is a goal ahead of him right now.
Just one.
Yeah.
And I think Greenwood only has 2 months though. So yeah. I mean, I'm not saying
He probably will end up
most likely. But you know what Greenwood's at this age, especially man. He's not. He's very consistent.
But to be fair, the guy's 19, bro. So there's a lot of time on his hands. One thing I'll say about Greenwood is I've never seen a guy that young create angles for himself like that. I was saying to somebody today in terms of Haaland and Mbappe, them. I still don't think they can create angles the way Greenwood does. It was just pure shift, bang. That's immense. Yeah. That's something which I really admire. So, that guy's.
I think even when he made his debut for United 2 years ago, his first 2-3 goals were literally a couple completely the same kind. You know, just get it onto his right foot or left foot, create a yard of space and just.
I
don't even know, man.
Honestly. And I think it's the two-footedness of the guy that makes him... Because I think, even if he was extremely one-footed, he's a special player.
Kind of was spending too much minutes on some midi baller.
This guy started, bro.
That makes sense.
Greenwood has it. That's the point. Greenwood has it.
Yeah, let's talk about some, premium bowlers. Obviously, Arsenal played Brentford on Friday. And the game ended 2-0. To be honest, guy, I didn't think Brentford was that
2-0 to who?
It was to Brentford, of course, guy, of course. Oh, okay. Let's be serious.
But Why did you answer?
I don't actually think Brentford was that good. I think a lot of it was passion, atmosphere. Arsenal just didn't turn up.
Brentford wanted it more.
Exactly. In an empty stadium, I think that's one of them no-nos. I can't lie.
I think Arsenal would have decked them in an empty stadium, guy.
Arsenal could have beat them.
Arsenal would have beaten them, bro.
With the team Arsenal played on Friday, would you actually comfortably back them to actually beat Brentford in an empty
stadium? The team we played could definitely beat those guys.
Especially,
they didn't do anything mad.
Yeah. Yeah,
they didn't. But
the two goals were just pure errors, dude. Not pure errors, but it's like the fundamental.
They were just some lousy goals, especially that second goal.
Yeah, bro, at a corner, you can't lose your man in the box.
The second goal was a throwing. Yeah,
but regardless, the second goal was in the box.
On Leno, right?
But the thing is, the guy is such a...
Leno is crap, guy. Leno is
don't get, so like, bad. He didn't even like try and contest. Oh, I foul. He was just like...
He just took it.
Yeah. That kind of thing. He's a keeper. He's meant to be commanding, like...
No, because I think like a more assertive keeper would have actually sort of not even just like going to go and like claim for the foul or stuff like that. Like a more assertive keeper would have probably like defended that situation better in terms of telling your defenders, oh, stay there. Because it was just like it seemed to me like he was just like calm, okay.
He was just head the ball away, and something else.
Do you know the problem, bro? And I think I'm not sure if it's the same exact school of thought that they're both in, but they have really similar tendencies, Leno and De Gea, for me.
Yeah.
Especially when the ball is loose. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah, but I think De Gea's comes from maybe a false sense of security. Because I think De Gea, especially throughout his prime, because you know the holes in De Gea's games have been here since he joined. Yeah. They didn't just come.
Yeah, definitely.
But he was just, you know, exactly. Do you get what I'm saying? But he was just a superhumanly good shot stopper.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of tricked him into thinking, you know what, bro, if the ball's coming, I'm saving it anyway. So he's abandoned, you know, so these are the kind of guys that abandon their goalkeeping fundamentals. Because Leno's a really good shot stopper too.
Yeah, Leno is a decent shortstopper, but exactly. if he had some slightest of confidence, he'd be so much better. Mm-hmm. But he panics a lot. It affects the team. Because if you notice, like our defenders, teammates, a lot of guys don't trust him. You understand? Mm-hmm. So his lack of confidence is affecting other people, and it's not even a technical ability thing.
It's just what it is. Yeah,
I'm not even gonna lie. I don't think it's just even Leno, man. That back four or back three, whatever, is a calamity. I'm not even gonna lie.
It's not the first choice. But I don't even think it's as bad.
Nah.
In the sense that, like,
Leno obviously makes it worse, Sean.
Leno definitely makes it worse. The back three, the back four. Why is Sean saying back three? The back four is bad. But
he means back four minus Tierney, I think.
No, yeah. Obviously, I read Tierney. I think it's good. Besides all the agenda, I always spit and everything. But I think I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but like White, Murray, and Chambers, I'm sorry. Like, if you want to do anything, if you want to progress as a football club,
bro,
you cannot have those. White.
You reckon you just can't have them? Period. I don't.
White.
Think so.
White.
It's not that deep.
Let me be objective. Yeah, I like White. Okay, excluding White, White is calm. Obviously,
bro. The thing is, White guys like White are married. Breathing out from the back, they're fine. I feel like they're fine.
Yeah,
but Leno just makes it worse, and somehow lacking leadership. And there's so many things. And the Brentford game, there were so many issues, structural issues. Everywhere on the pitch, I feel like we were just really unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe we didn't even know what to expect. A lot of things. Because if you watch the game, the only chances they created was from like duels in the middle of the park and Tony and
exactly all the flick-ons.
They weren't really doing anything crazy. Yeah,
definitely. Sean, I beg you, speak up a bit, bro.
I think. I don't know, though. I think Brentford are actually a good team. I don't know how well they will finish this season, but I think they're actually a good team. Like, I think they have good players. I don't know. Like, Tony is good.
You Arsenal?
Yeah. No, sorry. Brentford. Right, I think Tony is actually really good. Like, he's one of those strikers that... He's just, like, a more upgraded version of someone like Troy Deeney, for example. I don't know if you guys get what I'm saying. But he's going to score...
Tony.
Yeah, like he's obviously much more refined than most of those guys. Yeah, but like the guy, I feel like he's actually gonna score lots of goals, and he's just one of those like CBs or strikers that's like actually just gonna trouble like every centre back in the league.
Yeah, definitely.
Van Dijk or Maguire or Thiago Silva.
I don't really think he has anything from Maguire. In the
I feel like he's still early, because that performance was against White, and a lot of people are getting carried away.
That's the thing, bro.
Mari isn't bad, but he's inconsistent. So I don't know. I have to wait and see.
Yeah. Nah, Mari struggles. He struggles when he's pinned. Yeah. When he's pinned, he really, really struggles. Mari guy.
I probably reckon it'll be better than when Gabriel comes back.
Of course, it will be better than White, in my opinion.
Arsenal need a right back, dude, if I'm being honest. Like, Chamberlain.
Oh, of course.
Bro,
they brought on that Nuno Tavares, brother, at right back, bro. It's either he's not good or he's not a right back at all.
He's not a right back.
He's not a right back. I think he puts him there based on, he's really two-footed.
I think he's like two-footed.
I can't lie. Like, you can be a lot. So, how it looks to me is he wasn't born two-footed, one. And Tuka, certain men are just born. You know the guys that take corners both.
So he plays like you.
If you man have watched me,
Skeeves, he always forces the weak foot thing.
I'm not having this. But the only way to how do you think my weak foot's so good?
Yeah, okay. Well, I can just say Tavares is doing this.
By forcing it now.
Bro said, why my weak foot's so good?
Why my weak foot shit so good?
So good.
But no, you're not going to lie. Like, Tavares, like, obviously, it was just like maybe 10, 15 minutes I watched him. But I'm not going to lie. He's not a right back, definitely.
He's not a right back. He doesn't shape his body up.
As two-footed as he is, the angles will always still be awkward. Like,
they always be against him, bro. That's the problem.
Have Arsenal actually gotten linked to a right back this summer, though? Because I actually
We've been linked to every right back that has been available on the market, from Emerson Royal to Dest to Aaron. Yes.
Aaron's a shout, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I thought we'll get Aaron's, but I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I honestly don't know.
Aaron's is good. I rate Aaron's a lot, to be honest.
Well, now that he's,
I think he's a good player.
They're gonna demand at least 50-60 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no God fearing man is going to pay 60 million for Max Aaron's, bro. Exactly. Like, regardless of desperation.
50 for Ben White, and you're still doubting them.
Guy, ball playing tax, bro. That's all it is. It was also a necessity now. Supply and demand, guy. You guys wanted a ball player.
But I'm not going to lie, exactly. Like, agenda aside, let me actually just say, so everybody doesn't attack me, Smith Rowe is good. I'm never going to lie to you.
Guy, he's very good.
Smith Rowe isn't just good, bro. He's sick.
That's the proper player, right?
He is sick.
I actually don't know about Martinelli and Balogun and the rest of them.
Wait, who did you say is good?
Smith Rowe, yeah. Smith Rowe, your boy.
The performance was aight, like, you guys.
It's not his best, but on the eye, it's one of his best, though.
I feel like it's just because we played really bad, so it's one of those things.
I can't lie. My guy has to actually add an end product to his game.
It will come with time, I think.
It comes with time, yes, but for example, now, I don't know if you guys remember, at that time, he received the ball on the half turn, and he drove into the box.
He took a really bad touch. Like, his last touch before the shot was really bad. I wanted him to actually reverse it to Balogun, because his ball striking he hasn't really sorted it out. It's not consistent.
To be fair, I remember the game against Spurs where Smith threw the crossbar. His ball striking.
I also remember other scenarios where he shot and it's a bit soft.
Went wild.
So it's not.
Yeah. It's not as good, but obviously.
Sorry, before we continue, That guy yeah, signed as well. I can't remember.
Lokonga.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
The guy looks like Lupin.
He looked decent. I can't even like.
He looks like Lupin.
Yeah, he looks really like assured. My only worry is
he's good. I think he's good.
My only worry is he might be one of those guys that just. I feel like Elneny, bro.
He's far more progressive, like
bro. In fact, if anything, the guy's problem is he's too progressive, in my opinion.
Lokonga, bro.
Really? Because he looked very safe when I watched the game.
The safeness you were seeing was probably that just debut safeness, bro. Next game. Gonna even move even madder, fam.
He was playing a lot of balls into the finals there. Yeah. I know just things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he started. You know what stood out? Yeah, also, I'll let you go in a sec.
Remember the first half? He was really nervy, and remember, he was forcing a lot of long balls.
Yeah, bro, that's literally what I was gonna say. Yeah, so and what impressed me even more. Was that he was able to come out the other end of that in like improve in the same game that they were using. So that's so big in terms of character. So yeah, I rate him, man. Literally.
Yeah. So obviously, we also do you have something to say before you finish?
No.
Alright, so obviously the last game of the weekend was Spurs Man City. Was Nuno's first game.
Why do we fast forward though? Why do we fast forward?
I know you're gassed, though.
We might as well shed a bit of light on Chelsea.
Let's talk about the real. Bro, okay, Chelsea beat like a very, very average Palace team that couldn't play out of a press.
I think Palace might go down if I'm being honest with you.
I think they'll get their players back later though, because a lot of the players have long injuries.
Vieira
was a good midfielder, bro. They can't go down.
But I'm not gonna. Vieira looks very. Like, if I'm being honest with you, Vieira.
Did you not catch what he said?
I lied.
Vieira looks spooky. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Man.
Nah, sure. Do you know? Like I noticed. I said this a while ago. When I was watching Vieira's niece guy, the build up is so pedantic. Like to take, 40 short passes before they go long. I think they are like average the least long balls in Ligue 1, and I think like bottom five in Europe. So it's like when you don't have that much technical security in first phase, guy, they're going to press you off the park, bro. Especially in Barclays, where a lot of teams create via pressing. So I think that guy's in trouble.
I think he is, and I don't think he has the right profile to combat suit his style in the Prem. Because
of course not.
Like, so what's their pivot? Alain Milivojevic still starts for them.
It's Milivojevic and Gallagher.
Bro, did you know that Milivojevic?
Gallagher didn't play.
Gallagher didn't play now because he was what's called. It's like cup tied, no? Because he's a lone player or something.
I hear it. I think it was Riedewald.
That guy.
It was Riedewald with Milivojevic. Did Milivojevic play?
It was just Gyro. Like an inspiring like team or something like that. It was.
It wasn't. Let me check. It was Riedewald.
It was Riedewald on the coffee.
Cool. So irrespective, right? Those aren't guys that you're gonna trust in the first phase when you're trying to beat a press.
At least
of all that Milivojevic. I don't wish Milivojevic.
Is that their first team pivot pairing?
That's who they
used. I mean, to come in, who else do they have apart from Gallagher and Milivojevic? Neither of whom are suited for that job,
That's basically
If there was no set players in Milivojevic, I'm not even sure he'd be a footballer. If there are no set players in football, I'm not sure if Milivojevic would be a player.
I'm thinking, is Zaha actually ready for another season of carrying these guys? Like, I mean, the guy looked so drained.
Is Zaha even ready for another season?
Because my guy looks so, like, tired of everything. Like,
alive, bro. I don't blame him, bro.
The guy really shot himself in the foot with that.
Yeah, when he signed all these death row contracts, like, bro, it's almost a given.
Bro, those contracts are so jokes because, like, and I'm sure the club, you know, try telling him, if XYZ amount comes in, yeah, we'll sell you. These times, that money isn't coming in, and they know.
Bro, the guy is what? He's 28.
He's 28.
I mean, he's still a brilliant footballer, but bro, 28.
He's still in his prime.
There's footballers, there's players younger that will generate the same output. Yeah,
the guy was so close to joining Arsenal that
he was on his knees for Arsenal.
Bro, I can't lie, and obviously, hindsight's 2020. In fact, not even a hindsight P because everyone knew that signs are hard. Then
over Pepe.
Let me not say everyone knew. But
I don't know.
I mean,
we only signed Pepe based on, you know, marquee, right? Like massive.
Yeah.
Prem proven.
That's what we were going for. Yeah, and it was always going to be a foreign guy, not someone from the same league. But everything did. With an amazing season, so I try not to watch him. But he's someone that we need to be in that guy. I'm so tired of the guy, man.
How much do you think you might can get for him, though?
Not much.
Bro, did you not see the full game?
Pepe is a very funny player.
Chambers,
Pepe, I promise you, today...
I know those things. Like,
he's lucky that today's market is massively inflated. Pepe can actually steal...
And what's even more... See, what's even more annoying is...
Yeah, go on now, sir.
What's even more annoying is that we're still paying his transfer fee. So, like...
Yeah, bro, yeah, you might not still pay. That's the problem.
We're still paying this, I think.
I don't even know when the last installment is. So, when we... Even if we were selling him, that money's just going to... It's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, guy... Nah, Sean, continue.
I mean, I don't know. Pepe, obviously, we've left Arsenal, but man, I'm not even going to lie. Like, whoever, like, sanctioned that deal needs to be flogged. Like, massive.
even at the time, bro.
Bro, it was Sané.
It was Sané.
He got sacked.
Yeah,
after,
and he did. Yeah, like, you know what? Yeah, exactly.
He had some shit to do with the deal,
like,
so.
72 from a guy who...
I don't think the price tag is that much, to be honest. I feel like we should pay 60
Bro, I think you should be like 50, bro.
Bro, he was like one of Europe's top attacker that season.
He was.
Ligue 1
20. Come on, like, I'll just say 10, 15 M.
I would even say like 20.
That's what I see. And for a marquee signing, that like 10-15 M, it's not like
it's what you do to get it. Yeah, just what you do.
It's what you do to get things over the line. Yeah.
But okay, how many times has a man batted it up in France, and after only one good season and one exceptional season, then they go for a mad fee? How many times has it happened?
He has one exceptional season. The season before was just...
That's what I said. Right. One exceptional, one he good, didn't it?
Even under Bielsa, it was okay as well. I'm pretty sure. It was like, not too bad.
Yeah.
A little.
Did he play under Bielsa? I didn't even know.
Yeah, he did. Bielsa is the guy that brought him in. Oh. Yeah.
I thought he was still at the Angers or so.
Yeah.
Oh shit, guys. I was gonna say Angers.
Angers.
Yeah, oh shit, bro.
No, but I can't lie. No. But these times I knew I was on Angers, but I've never said on Angers. I always say Angers.
I've
never said on Angers in my life.
We all did French GCSE.
Bro, as I said, I knew that was in the pronunciation, but I'm just like.
Yeah, but like, you know, them one that you just fling it out.
I just didn't really care.
Yeah.
Okay, then what?
No, guys. I was going to say, guy, on topic of like French ballers, it leads on to the next thing of the final game, because I have one at my club in Ndombele, where there's immense talents, but you know there's absolutely no work rates. Professionalism is in the gutter, and I think things like that annoy me because it's like, bro, Ndombele is
sick. You could be,
bro. He could be one of the best two-way midfielders. It's actually so frustrating how unprofessional the guy is. And, you know, speaking of, obviously, in today's game, I tweeted it earlier, but I was like, for Spurs, our attacks were constructed through that left half space. So once the ball got to Dele Alli, that's when things had to speed up. And obviously, yeah, that's in Ndombele's bread and butter to get the ball and start circulating play very quickly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, obviously, City, Pep didn't help himself by letting Fernandinho go overloaded. But, you know, it's just annoying because we could have cleaned them out if we had Ndombele and Kane. You know, and it just shows that a lot of these bowlers in France, maybe, I don't want to be crude and generalized, but you have to now start adding Uber Eats tax, really, because a lot of these players coming from overseas. Bro, they come from overseas and they just stink it up.
They think they've made it. That's, to be honest, that's what I think. Yeah. I think they actually just think, especially when they come to like, big clubs.
Bro, they get put on ridiculous contracts. Mm-hmm. Nah, guy, that's an old screenshot, bro. Is that old... Guy, they're trying to kill my boy. It's an old screenshot, bro.
He was in the chicken shop like 2 days ago.
Guy, it's an old screenshot.
Now, was it old? It's an old. Cool. Now, but I can't lie. On this show, I can't lie. That screenshot is new.
Guy, I know they're seeing. Guys, an old screenshot, bro.
On this show, that screenshot is new. Yeah.
Guy, it's an old screenshot, bro. Tongi. Yeah, I saw that because there was the day where it was announced that I was considering a departure from Spurs, and then immediately, quick, one Spurs fan page leaked that pee. I was like, oh, Ndombele has a chicken shop. Okay, FT is a brutal place.
Bro, FT is ridiculous. And it's funny, you don't know who's FT. You could be in the tube, but right next to you is an FT, man. You'd never know.
An FT guy like this. Guy, can you imagine? You're just on like Piccadilly line. Piccadilly line, you're chilling with Ozil things like this.
Bro, imagine oh, that you bucked into that Patrick Tamman's you several times. And you didn't slap him. Imagine how upset you would be, like, raw. So I saw Patrick Tamman, and I didn't tell him, guy, you're an idiot.
Guy, do it. Guy, you see Ozil, you see United Tree.
My God, like, you're right,
you see Tree. I can't imagine what those guys are in real life. They probably just like see all the things they see on Twitter.
Like a repeating record. That's why I think their personalities are.
That Ozil things guy, I'm pretty sure that guy, I don't even know, like, that piece somehow shy. Like,
that guy is a serious weirdo, man.
Whenever someone says something like, oh, let's see, okay, now, for example, now, Pogba, like, assisted, let's say, 4 times yesterday now. He's just going to go and quote it and just be like...
You're not going to quote it and be like, oh, Pogba.
The most in history. I'm just like, bro, surely this starts...
No one cares, bro. Ozil plays in Turkey.
It's not even about no one cares, bro. Like, surely these stats aren't just online. Like, he probably saves them somewhere. Like,
True, though. Yeah, no. But some of the stats he come out with is a mad thing.
Yeah.
So exactly. The stats he comes out with.
Like, I've seen their, like, stupidity on account.
Yeah, man. That's mad, bro.
Well, how did he go from Spurs City to
Spurs to all of these man being
bro. What? It's because of that in Ndombele chicken shop dates now, guys. Oh, that's how we got there.
True. Yeah, but that's that. Well, yeah, that's fine on everyone, bro. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Fine on all the top bowlers. But as for the Spurs game today, as soon as the lineups drop, bro, Spurs were in with a chance.
Yeah. I said it, guys, bro, that right hand side with Skip, Tanganga, and football is very basic, like, especially against City. If you limit them to 1v1s and duels, you'll be able to win the game because, bro, teams that have beaten City, you've just out-dueled them. For example, Lyon in Champions League, Kakere held that midfield down. Even Awa was winning duels that night.
With the help of
Kone wide. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, even in the Champions League final, like, Chelsea were not that special, if we're being sincere with ourselves. You know, but Chelsea just did fundamentals, and Pep just decided to do some outside thing and play 3-8s. So he played left winger at 8. And then,
bro, this guy played not... Bro, his midfield was, I swear, it was a left winger, a number 10.
Left winger. And a number 10. And an 8.
Don't even get me started on Mr. 100 million pound man. Don't even let me start on him. Because if I start. Oh my
God. Do you see what Media Central said, bro? About the MCM thing?
I saw it, bro. I was actually howling.
Yeah, Media Central, he's hit and miss, but when he hits, though. I'll give him the props.
Righty,
an old guy, man.
Yeah, he's so weird, bro. But I'd love to have him on here though.
Yeah,
I'd love to have Ryan on here, bro.
But you know, you guys actually discuss something. Yeah? Like, we actually never had like the opportunity to discuss it. Obviously, let us be very objective here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have sanctioned that deal for Man City? Like, say the
100 mil?
Which deal?
Yeah, the deal.
100 mil. Never.
Because I think the only guys who actually like agree with like the transfer are just City fans, because that money would have actually gone to a striker. That money could have gone to
it should have gone to Kane, bro. It doesn't,
with all these transfers, I don't think Pep cares. Like, it's just like I want this guy, I want that guy, and they just, I don't think he actually cares about the fees.
Obviously Pep don't care about the fee, right?
Yeah.
But okay, let's even say Grealish for 65 million, but it's not a great sign.
It's not what I'm trying to say.
It's like on paper, sorry.
But the thing is, that's only because it's City.
Like, that's just City. Exactly. Because that would have been memed, fam. Yeah, literally. Just because it's City. Because obviously, £100 million, let's say, like, for example, maybe we never got Sancho, And, you know, playing Grealish on the left, or, you know, whatever we did, whatever. You know, great players work out between themselves, but if we got Grealish for 100 mil in the absence of Sancho, that would have just made so much more sense.
Yeah.
To be honest, guy, I think Grealish is a bit of a... It's also a commercial signing as well, especially back of the Euros.
Yeah,
because
they don't have that guy.
They don't, bro. Like, I don't like using that term, but it's a very sourceless team. Like, it's such a bland side.
Yeah, they ain't got two. Bro. De Bruyne.
Their franchise player is De Bruyne, bro. Like,
it's De Bruyne. De Bruyne.
Grealish is English as well.
English. He's the closest thing to Beckham in terms of, you know, aesthetic and...
In terms of perception.
Just being different. Mm-hmm. Guy, so that it's so mad. I read this thing the other week of how like his girlfriend got like death threats, everything from different like young girls, like, just over him, and I'm like,
man, they're bare feeling, bro.
Guy, they're really feeling him, but
Mount Twitter was saying that Grealish like couldn't like chat to Beckham. That was crazy.
Couldn't chat to Beckham like what?
No, he probably couldn't because Beckham was
footballing ability, bro.
Like, what?
Bro, guys like Beckham.
I can't lie.
No, based on Crush and Inshallah and all those
things. Yeah, exactly.
Bro, I can't lie. They will cook Beckham, bro. But everyone will know he's a bowler, bro.
Guy, they'll cook everyone, that guy.
They'll cook him there. But everyone would know. Everyone knows he's a... Can Grealish chat to Beckham?
But bro, Beckham's brand was immense. Bro, you know, Florentino sanctioned the deal to sell Makelele. And signed Beckham instead. As per, they went that season without a natural holder, based off shirt sales. You know, I think things like that, you'd never see that in this day and age. I was saying that Florentino has a lot of crimes to. He has a lot of crimes to pay for, sure. Because
oh no, of course. Did you hear all them leaks? Talking with Keb.
he was talking smoke.
He said the maddest, literally, it's almost like he picked out of a hat. He was picking out of a hat, like, yo, okay, you know what, this player, this mad thing today. Literally, he was moving.
They said Ozu used to travel to Milan to see one bead. Yeah. Guy, I wish I saw this guy's reaction. Ozu thinks reaction when they said that. Guy will pull up Ozu last season versus Inter like this, guy.
Mourinho was now yelling that some of the staff were like bucking his big up, man. I couldn't believe it.
Some of the staff was having his goal.
That's so stupid.
I didn't even take Ozu. I didn't even take Ozu as the person that would just be a victim in the dressing room. I didn't think he would like that. But then again, it doesn't say how he reacted though.
Bro, apparently Mourinho like used to bully Ozu in the sense that there was in his book. Obviously, it was one thing where he was like, "Oh, you're not gonna play well, but you're gonna go and cry in the shower after the game," and he said in front of the whole changing room. That's why when I saw this thread the other day about how people are, you know, assassinating Mourinho's character, and I was like, how can you be that obtuse? You know, Mourinho has done good things in football, but the guy is not an honorable person. Like, well, obviously, I don't want to start agenda because we'll be here all night, but the guy is seriously, he's not a nice person, bro. Like, there's no two ways about it. You know,
I wouldn't describe Mourinho as a nice person,
bro. Of course not. I feel like, you know, outside of management, he's probably a fairly honorable guy. But as a manager, and people say his desire to win, I don't think his desire to win, bro. I think you're just a horrible person, guy. There's no other way around it.
But to be fair, yeah, I would say, but I'm of the opinion that you see people that have reached, you know, epic levels of success in any field. I don't think, like, I'm not saying like you have to be a prick to get far in life, yeah.
What of course I'm not, saying bro. Is
more time, yeah. Like you watch the All or Nothing thing, the All or Nothing
documentary,
for example.
That guy was wolfing there.
No, it's not. But you can see that Michael Jordan's a prick, though.
Of course.
A lot of these stars, yeah, I'm just saying that not that you have to be a dickhead, but you have to just have a certain edge to get.
You have to have that element pinnacle. Of element of ruthlessness about you. Yeah, exactly, of course. But I think there's a difference between like ruthlessness and, you know, just being
a prick.
Excessively cynical. Like,
mm-hmm,
you know, I remember when Mourinho was at United, I remember watching that presser, the Football Heritage one, and I was like, what is this? That's legitimate reaction.
I don't know how he survived. No, and at the time, man were acting like that's normal for a manager to say.
Yeah, exactly, like, bro. This guy exactly. That's the worst.
Sevilla, and basically just like, bro, said, you know, my club isn't good. Essentially, that's what.
Literally, yeah, bro. Now, literally, Ben Yedder packed this man, and the next day he was like, oh, bro, I've been here, and United weren't even in the Champions League. I've been here with Madrid. United weren't even in the Champions League. So you man should hold that. What do you mean? And Ole that's learned the expectations of the club. You man are joking, bro.
Yeah. Guy, the worst thing is when Mourinho's stand tried to do ethical cleansing after the United Tottenham game in April, when he now said that bread, cheese is cheese thing about dinner and his son. And I was thinking like, how can you be a Mourinhoist and talk about ethics? Like, are you alright?
You got a lie. Like, yeah, please, bro. same guy that was banned from the whole ground in the Champions League. Man was hopping in the laundry, or whatever. Okay. They want to talk about ethics.
Bro. Schemes, bro. You
remember? Get
from Mourinho tonight. I can see.
Bro, nah, I'm ready for Mourinho today, bro. It wasn't even on the agenda, but I'm always ready for Mourinho, bro.
Now, what's funny is, like, I always think when Mourinho is sacked, I said it today, bro, like, mm-hmm, the way you feel after when, like, the guy sacked from your club, you can't bottle that feeling up, bro.
Bro, it's a new, obviously, me and Osami was obviously close before that, but it's a new rapport that we have, bro.
Okay.
It's new.
Bro, I remember the weekend, like, before he got sacked, I think we drew with Everton. I didn't even watch the game, guy, because I was just so immune to it. I was like, I'm not watching Mourinho for a long time. And I was just like, bro, I woke up that morning. Obviously, Super League was dominating everything the night before. And then Tottenham just slid it in. Mourinho has been sacked. Ah, guy, I was too gassed, to be honest.
I got gassed, bro, literally. And fam, like, but do you remember the whole Super League fiasco, yeah? Then after that, man were like, oh, Mourinho resigned. Mourinho resigned because he hates the Super League, bro. Like, really?
Yeah, you should. That man did damage control of the highest order, man.
Bro, that the PSR ever, yeah, bro. Mind, I was man. Like, wrong. Nah, bro. That's how I know,
bro.
Yeah.
Mourinho's on his phone because, bro, that's Super League. Bro, Super League would have kept Mourinho relevant. That's the funniest part because Mourinho's not booking the likes of Madrid, Barcelona again if he's not friendly, bro. Like, Mourinho's not playing Champions League football again, in my opinion.
Unless
he manages to fluke in Madrid.
Nah, I can't lie, bro. Like, he can fluke. Bro, nah, he can fluke something. Bro, he can fluke, like, bro, he can win the Europa League with Roma and that, bro. He can do fluke.
Nah, then conference League, guy. Doing Jones, guy.
Bro,
then conference
swear down.
What, yeah, guys, then conference
league. They finished seventh and that.
I promise you.
They finished seventh.
I wouldn't even trust Mourinho to win
the
conference.
Yeah. Bro, he's not. Bro, you guys, like,
bro, Mourinho is definitely. Bro, Mourinho's gonna win the conference. Bro, he's gonna win the conference league, and he's gonna start doing up hand gestures to the crowd like he's a gang member.
Guys, I know too, bro.
Bro,
as far as I'm concerned, which other team? Okay, Spurs are there. Roma.
Spurs are there. Roma left Villarreal. Okay, Villarreal are not there.
The mighty Pacos Ferreira. Guy, I'm not forget about guy, Pacos, you know.
Guy Gladbach are there. Bro, there's enough teams there to trouble that guy.
For starters, Roma are not better than Tottenham.
They're not better than Gladbach, bro. Gladbach are a good team.
Who's Gladbach's gaffer? I don't know about Gladbach anymore.
They've got a new gaffer, Adi Hütter. He's good, bro. They played well against Bayern.
Where was he before?
Very well. Frankfurt, bro. And he took them to the Europa League. So he's done a good job.
Therefore. Frankfurt were the ones that were dragging the European players with Dortmund.
Exactly. Yeah, that was funny. It's like, people forget that Mourinho got packed against Zagreb and the gaffer was inside jail. Like, I don't think things like that can be forgiven.
Can you imagine?
Jail, prison,
bro.
HMP.
Bro, the player said free up. The player said free up my manager and they still won.
Orsi still won. It's quite astonishing.
Streets are saying Orsi dropped the free star after the match. Talking about free up the guys. Apparently.
Yeah, that game. That's when I was in Mourinho. Is like, I knew Mourinho's finished. For me, Mourinho's been finished. And when I say it, I think I'm joking, but Mourinho's been finished since that start of the season in 2015-16, as far as I'm concerned. Like, at United, he did a good job, yes. But for me, since
he didn't
that season,
do a good job. He done all right.
He did an okay job. He did an okay job.
Barring, bro. You see the hair, yeah, bro? I'll go as far as to say the hair is the reason Mourinho is still even getting top jobs. People don't even understand how superhuman season they had in 2017-18.
That Arsenal game, bro.
Not even 17-18, bro. 16-17 when he won those two trophies, bro. We had the easiest run to the Europa final, and we were literally a smart player away. If you replace John Guidetti with any other half competent striker in the world.
We would not have been there, bro. But and it's crazy the obsession that certain men have about. Like, this sounds mad, isn't it? But the obsession that certain men do have about trophies, bro. In knockout football, do you not find the margins are?
And what?
That's the difference that makes this guy good and this guy a joke, man. How does that make any sense?
I think he'll pay for his crimes eventually.
Eventually.
The thing is, bro, the guy has been paying since, because all these early exits, it's not a goal scored coincidence. The guy is, he's on borrowed time, in my opinion.
Our expected points, in 17-18 were 65 points,
And you go 80. You're like 80, 81
bro,
points.
You got like 82 points, bro. 82
points. Yeah.
81 points, bro. So the hair bro, come on, bro. And bro, the hair was 15 points, bro. A goalkeeper has never, ever, ever, ever done that for a team, bro. Like, even when guys are so good, bro, they're saving their teams like 70 points.
I knew, like, even that game would be Arsenal. Like, as much as I was happy to win that match, like, I knew, like,
guys, they peppered United that game.
That was the problem. That's when I knew United and then turned Mourinho was actually finished as a manager.
I didn't even enjoy that game, bro, because these guys are saying
control the space. I said, guys are saying control the space these days, guy. You can see 28 shots. You now say control the space.
Control the space, bro. They are talking about control. Any other goalkeeper, we lose that match 5-2, bro.
Yeah, Mourinho, this is crazy,
bro. After that second goal, they were moving to us, bro. Now, Mourinho.
Bro, how can you concede? How can you concede? Like, even the City games where we beat them, bro, City gave us life in all those games. And I was seeing guys saying, control the ball, we control the space. I was like, you know, controlling the
XG
space.
Was like 9. Control the space. Are you sure? The XG was like 9, bro. These times the XG was mad.
Oh, Mourinho, man. Mourinho. It's crazy, man. Football will be weird the day he stops. Like, the day he retires, football will be very weird.
And in that same breath, obviously, like, if Mourinho, if you're listening, I don't hate you as a person, innit? But you're mad.
the guy just enter punditry full time because, bro, it's waiting for him.
Cash money, bro.
And the thing is, bro, like,
imagine if you get Mourinho at this point, that would be
Bro, what? Bro, I can't lie. I'll be so happy, bro. What? If you get Mourinho on this pod.
Gabby, I know it. No, but bro,
the question that will set for that guy.
Wow, yeah, I just see why did you ruin my late teen years? That's what I asked the guy. Simple guy, like, bro.
Facts, bro.
And you guys just ask him, why did you ruin my teen years? And let's see what the guy says. The guy will tell you that, the guy will say something like...
You say, look,
your club has no
history. I went to United. I won
You guys. Okay.
I won.
Marino, bro.
I won. Man, my guy will just start listing.
Guys, you guys, you got now say this speed of, oh, I went to Tottenham and at the final, I didn't play the final. So for me, that's the half a win.
You get me? I went to Tottenham, I reached the cup final. They didn't let me play the cup final.
I didn't play the final. Which other manager that happened to?
Which other manager that happens? You tell me now. You tell me which other manager that happens.
We got now see heritage. Get just the
heritage. If you say heritage, I leave the whole Black Cloud podcast. You know how viral that would be. If I say heritage and cup. These times, like, Jose? Jose?
Jigget. You guys say heritage. Bruno Mourinho is actually quite like a cordial. He's a cordial guy. Like, thanks, guys. Thanks. Thanks.
He said, thanks, guys. Thank you. Respect, guys.
Speaking of Mourinho, he's just got in his hand.
You guys, Chelsea just sold, bro. Guess who Chelsea just sent a loan, bro?
Who?
Matt Miazga. Nah, that guy is so fat.
Yeah, that guy's there for like 8 years.
Bro, Matt Miazga is like the longest serving player. Bro, I swear down they still employ Lucas Piazon under.
I think Piazon left.
Piazon finally jacked.
This is 2021. Seven. This is
born. Guy, that's crazy.
Bro, calm down, bro.
This is free that guy.
You man, like, free up my Miazga, though. Free up Miazga.
For real. But for real, on Mourinho.
Where did he go? Alaves. Yeah. So what? He's a top flat player. He should cut. Bro, I promise you, bro. He can leave, though. Surely.
Definitely, bro. But now, Sean, what are you saying about Mourinho?
Yeah, on Mourinho, though, he just got in, or most likely. He's actually definitely gets himself a new striker in the form of
Tammy.
Oh,
Tammy will do well. He'll do well in Serie A.
Oh, he
because,
will, bro.
You know, Mourinho, like, everything goes through his centre forwards. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, there's a caveat because Tammy's carrying over long distances is really bad because, you know, he's not got very good, like, feet. He's always
unstable. Tripping over himself.
He has a massive balance issue. So I think that's going to... That'll hinder him, but overall, I think he'll do okay. I think Mourinho. What's funny is Mourinho's midfielders, like his current profiles, they suit the type of grab ball the guy likes to play because he has a lot of people just like winning duels and crunching tackles in that midfield. So he just has workhorses. So he'll do okay, but I still think his shortcomings will be exposed to, because you can't in football now, bro. You have to counter press, guy. You can't not counter press. Yeah, and Mourinho's exactly. Like, the thing is, Mourinho
doesn't
like,
have one, bro. He just lets them have the ball. It don't work, bro.
And his ability to drill a block is so overstated now as well. Because, you know, look at Spurs. I remember when he was at Spurs, guys, there was so much space between the lines. Everybody was saying we'll control the space. I was like, hello? Like, what's all that about?
But I did say it, though. I did say, when did Rui Fariz leave him at United? After the second season, isn't it? When Rui Faria left Mourinho, I knew what was gonna happen. It could even be a coincidence. Let me not even big up myself too much. It could be a coincidence, but I did have a feeling that, you know, obviously Mourinho's the face of the program, but bro, Faria, I swear Faria was with him like from Porto before that, maybe.
Yeah, of course, bro.
So, okay, now, obviously, Mourinho's the manager, quote-unquote. He's the head coach, quote-unquote. But he's just the face of it. So, we don't know who was really mashing the works on the training pitch and who was really drilling these low blocks for hours. Who was really... Because since then, Mourinho's literally not looked the same since Rui Faria left him. He hasn't won a trophy since then.
Of course,
and
bro.
And that was three and a half, four years ago now. So, I'm just saying...
Yeah.
He's just washed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, clubs always, like, Mourinho, this is what we talk about, how United haven't won a trophy without Mourinho, but Mourinho's not won a trophy without United. So,
thank you.
You know, you have to point these things out. You know, football is very, it's
just not, you know, so it's linear, not just bro.
One. It's not so linear. It's not as one-dimensional as people think. It takes two to tango. So,
it does, bro. And you know what, bro? I think everyone knows that. They'll just rather pretend that it's some linear thing whenever it suits them. I do it as well, bro. We all do it.
Of course, bro. In good faith, of course. But
of course, bro. You know,
sometimes you have to be realistic and just, you know, swallow your pride and just accept that some things are done in this life.
Bro, I swear that Nossi hasn't talked in like 10 minutes, bro.
Yeah, the guy's. Where is this brother?
Yeah, I think he has. He might be having some connection issues, dude.
Oh, brother.
Bro went on me for no reason.
Nah, some technical difficulties, dude.
Not this guy again.
Not this brother.
Okay, so. Just before we wrap up. Now, Skeens, what do you want to say?
I was literally about to say that, bro.
Just before we wrap up. Predictions for the season. I'll go one by one. Sean, who's winning the league?
Not going to lie. I'm actually not going to give you a winner because I actually don't know who's going to win.
I think we should wait for the window to...
But I mean,
we can still get a prediction.
Okay, you know what?
Don't say United. Sorry.
To win the league,
mm-hmm.
I am going to back my boys. Actually, I genuinely.
Back his players, bro. Number 21.
I don't know. Obviously, like, it's too soon to say. And obviously, I'm not going to, like, I'm not making my predictions off, like, one single match or anything.
Mm.
But I feel like, obviously, okay, I'm actually, no. I'd say it's okay, I'll just give you my top four. I'm going to say United, City, Liverpool, Chelsea, in no particular order.
Okay. Well, anyone could have said that, bro.
Yeah, to be fair.
What's your top four?
My top four. City winning the title, of course. I think that's pretty obvious now. As much as you guys
cannot replace it. We cannot replace it.
We simply cannot. City. I think the title challenge is City and Liverpool. Can't lie.
You think so? Okay.
I just feel like, yeah, because I feel like their team is
boring, bro.
Sorry?
Yeah, I get it, though. That's all boring, though. Like, I get it, though.
Bro, I'm giving my opinion. I'm not adjusting it for...
For excitement. You might as well, though.
Nah.
Entertainment value.
City, Liverpool title challenge. United can be in the mix. I can't lie. But I still feel like, I just feel like Liverpool have it. And then fourth place, I'm not really sure.
It's top spur, bro.
Come on, just give us a cheeky Arsenal, bro. You know you are.
Nah, bro. Bro, I can't even back
up on that. Man said he got, bro, and AJ will be mad disappointed, you know.
No, fourth.
I mean, you don't back your players, bro. Yeah.
Personally, I will back my players if I were you.
I mean, bro. I back my players. But not like that. I'll say Chelsea. Canada, that fourth, I'm not really sure.
But you, man, what are we saying about what's called? What are we saying about Leicester? Do you think Leicester have a chance?
Leicester, they've strengthened, bro.
A chance of doing what though? Getting top four? I don't think so.
I think they'll be in the race for top four. Because this guy Rogers doesn't like, I think the problem last season is they didn't have good backup options.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went to Europe, they were working overtime because they were on tired legs. But now they have Dakar, mm-hmm. they have Sumari, Vestergaard. Like, obviously, they've got really good what's called backup players. So it's not inconceivable as they finish fourth.
You guys, I just remembered something. we were just talking about the questionable significance of trophies sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, so all right, so we already put a hole in one of Mourinho's trophies from that season, for the first season at United, the Europa League, right? That if Guidetti just scored an open net.
Yeah.
Say nothing. Bro, you know Gabbiadini, you remember Gabbiadini was kind of hot for Southampton?
Yeah, when he first joined.
Yeah, exactly.
So he scored two goals, but one was disallowed wrongly in the cup final. I don't know if you man remember.
I remember, yeah.
Nah, I don't even remember.
Right. All right, cool though. Yeah, but if that goal is given like it should, and you know, all this United corruption stops.
United corruption never stops. So don't try.
That's for another episode.
Bro, guys have worked tomorrow. I mean, can't be
here. You got me, bro. But yeah. Oh, and for me, who's winning the league? Obviously,
yeah.
City. Can't lie.
Okay, back your players now, guys. So embarrassing.
Don't worry. United. Say no to peer pressure, bro. Man,
yeah. That's what we like to hear, bro.
I back my players. That's what we like to hear.
Of course, bro. You should.
We got AJ Topper.
Exactly. That's us for this week. It's a long return, but yeah, we're back and we'll be giving you guys consistent episodes every week. More content, not just episodes. We'll do a lot of content, Sky reports, everything. Just keep an eye out.
We're here, guys. Thank you all for joining us.
Take care. Till next week. Bye.
Safe.